committee, together with our draft program, I'd hand over to the secretary to give us any apologies.
Thanks, Chair. The apologies I have, Chair, are two. One is from Honourable Force, and then the second one from my Honourable Pam Mugwanya, Chair. Those are the only two that I have.
Thank you, Secretary. Our meeting today is called to look into the APP. It's the draft APP for 2018-2019 financial year. I will hand over to the content advisor, Dr. Kuzwayo, to take us through.
Good afternoon, honorable members. Thank you, Chairperson. Administratively, all committees at the beginning of the financial year, we need to revise our strategic plans and also develop the annual performance plan for the committee. This is ours, not for the department, to structure the work of the committee. Ordinarily, we would have to convene like a proper strategic planning session. The NCOP normally schedule that as part of programming within the NCOP, but the National Assembly normally does not do that. So we have to find time within our committee program to do our strategic plans and APP. We did to at the beginning of this tenure for the fifth parliament, but we couldn't do it last year. Kept on being postponed because there was no time in the program. We also then looking at the program for this year, that it is very tight and we might not have the time. And if we haven't done our own planning as a committee, it then becomes an audit query administratively, because what the auditors do in terms of auditing the institution now, they will select a number of committees, and fortunately or unfortunately, tourism has always been one of those committees that are always selected by auditors when they do the institutional auditing. So we then discussed with the, we have to say, given that this week, because initially this was an oversight week, but when the program was revised, then we lost 3 weeks this week and the last 2 weeks. We then requested that let us do our own committee planning so that we don't fall short administratively in case we are picked as one of those committees. For the previous financial year, if our committee is picked up, we might then create problems for the institution, because we ended up not having it. We only had a draft plan that we circulated to members, but we did not have time to discuss it. So we then requested to the chairperson that let's do this. We're just concentrating on the APP. But what we will be doing today is just to table to members. There will be time in the program. Jerry will outline the program of the committee later. There will be a committee day where we'll be looking at internal committee matters. So that is when I think we will then have a final APP that we can then submit to our management. So we did not include a lot of information, because the information is contained in the APP in terms of the focus areas of the committee, as they are contained in the committee's 5-year strategic plan. We are still pursuing those issues in the strategic plan when we develop our legacy report, we look at all those issues that the committee had said. So the members of the call, we had issues of domestic tourism, we had issues of air lift, we had issues of police uncertainty at the time, we were dealing with issues of immigration regulations and so on. So we'll be looking at all those issues as to what happened within this tenure to look to deal with those issues. But today we are just looking at what the committee will be doing in the 18-19 financial year. So on page 2, that is a forward by the chairperson. And on page 5, we just updated the situation analysis, looking at what transpired in the previous year in terms of tourism, looking at the first paragraph, looks at the international performance of tourism, where we had about 7% increase in international arrivals, and South Africa unfortunately only had a 2% increase. And we are saying in paragraph 2, notwithstanding that poor performance of 2%, tourism remains the anchor of our economy at the time. We are looking at the number of people who are employed, who are more than 700,000 in terms of jobs created. But if you look at the total employment, it is just above 1.5 million. On page 6, then we are looking at the tourism setup account that was released by State SA in March. So they are looking at 2016 performance. The tourism sector can become the official latest information in terms of tourism. But then you'll have information, like we already have the 2017 performance information, but the TSA, the tourism sector account, only gives us numbers as of 2016. And the middle paragraph there on page 6 deals with the articulations that were made by the President and the Minister of Finance in terms of tourism, social economic contribution, and the need to double the performance in terms of numbers. And the last paragraph there just looks at some of the issues that the sector is still struggling with, and these issues are issues that we picked up from our engagement with the department, our previous BRRR, and issues that it's not exhaustive, it's just some of the issues that we picked up in terms of updated situational analysis. On page 7, honorable members, that is when I was looking at the strategic objectives of the committee in terms of our quarterly performance. In terms of the Constitution, Parliament has 5 roles. So our APP is also then separated into those 5 categories. The first one is to do with legislation, passing legislation. There is the issue of the Tourism Amendment Bill that the committee started talking about, I think as way back as in 2015, to say it needs to be revised. And there are issues that have been over the years also emerged in tourism, like the sharing economy, issues of tourism regulation in terms of assurance, tourism quality assurance, and the over-regulation of tourist guides. All those issues needed to come with the new tourism bill. But members will recall when we had a meeting with the department, the DG indicated that it looks like not possible that they will be able to table the amendment bill. Maybe it will then be a matter that will be dealt with by the next parliament. So we only looked at a strategy that was promulgated in December 2017. The NTSS members recall also is a matter that was finalized some time ago, and the department, I think it's two financial years ago, but it was finally gazetted and published by the department in December 2017. So in the first quarter, we'll then be calling the department to come and brief the members on the NTSS. This is a very important document because it now carries new targets. Members will recall we had the NTSS that was published in 2011, and this is a revision of 2011. Now the new one spans a period of 2016 to 2026, which is 10 years. And already members have started inquiring some of the issues in the APP of the department that was tabled. You'll recall, members, there was an issue of the table that the department talked about, where they were looking at the targets, and members raised issues about the veracity of those figures, whether they were nominal or real and so on. And when they come, they will be explaining all those issues so that both the department, South African Tourism, are pursuing figures that the committee is comfortable with. On page 8, we are looking now at the role of the committee in holding the executive to account through oversight. First, we are looking at the 5-year strategic plan of the department and the committee reports, and the reports that will be coming to the committee in relation. So that deals with all kinds of issues that the committee deals with pertaining to the departmental performance. So these are the issues that we track every quarter in terms of the issues that members will be raising. The second one has to do with the resolution of minutes. Members will recall before we were chasing targets because administratively the minutes after the meeting, the minutes must be available after 3 days, and the committee reports now must be available after 8 days. Initially, our APP was tracking that, but looking at two issues. One, that sometimes it takes time before the minutes are adopted by the committee. So what happens is after the minutes are drafted and signed off by the chairperson as a draft, so that because the institutional APP still carries a target of 3 days, to say after every meeting, the committee must be available after 3 days. So to meet the target, what normally happens is that the secretary will develop the minutes, then send them to the chair. It's just a draft to say the committee said, and it's not a record of the committee. It becomes a record of the committee once the minutes have served in the meeting of the committee and adopted by the committee. But the auditors, when they look at institutional performance, they look at the date of a meeting, when did the meeting sit, and were the minutes available. So normally the evidence they want is an email from the secretary to the chairperson to say the chairperson, the secretary did send minutes to the, but we are no longer tracking that. I'm saying that is still happening because we have to comply with institutional performance. That is still happening behind the scenes. But you said it doesn't help the committee much to say we are just tracking the issue of compliance with we then said let us track the resolutions that are taken in the committee meeting. So if there is something like a follow-up, the meeting will sit and they say there's a follow-up that's needed, the department needs to do this and that, then we liaise with the department in terms of those issues, sometimes with the parliamentarians and officers. But we have to admit we have not done well in terms of tracking all our resolutions with the department, but we have been able to track a number of them. The third one there has to do now with the strategic plans of the department to ensure that the strategic plans are aligned with the priorities of government and so on. So in the first quarter, as you said, 100% in the first quarter, we are in that process already. We have already seen the department. We will see SAT next week. And that process culminates in the budget report. So the budget report contains both the annual performance plan of the department and their budget. So that will happen in the first quarter. On page 9, now the annual performance plan of the department is the same process, but now it has to do with quarterly tracking of performance of the department. So we have 100% in all the quarters there because we are tracking quarterly performance. Sometimes due to the program of parliament, like members saw the financial, we had to do quarter 2 and quarter 3 in one meeting. So moving forward, we will request that we try and avoid that, because administratively the parliament will say we will do so many quarterly reports. So the way they calculate that, they will look at the number of committees and say each committee is going to do 4 quarterly reports. So they'll have that collective number, which is a huge number at an institutional level. So we contribute with these 4 meetings in that number. So if we don't sit for a particular quarter, then institutionally we have. And when they do these reports, they even mention which committees. So fortunately for tourism, we have never appeared in those organizational and non-performance compliance issues, Jefferson. Then there is an annual report that the department will then table. Then we'll do that as we normally do around October, and that is immediately followed by the budget review and recommendations report, and we'll also do that in the third term. So in third term, as members can see, is very loaded with a number of things. Then facilitation of public involvement is one of the roles of Parliament. As a committee, we also must have activities that include or involve public in our activities. These include, even if members feel like you need to have a hearing on a particular issue, there's nothing stopping the committee to say it does not necessarily have to be a bill. To say we have a bill, then we only have a public hearing because of the bill. If there is a matter, it can be maybe a safety issue in the industry. It can be an issue, like, for example, we had an issue of police uncertainty. So all those issues, if members feel we need to have it. So for something that goes to the APP, what we did with the fourth parliament, we have always tried to have this, but it has not materialized with the fifth parliament, is to have a tourism summit. We do that as part of the tourism activities of the committee. The last one we had was in 2013, where it is a mini-conference of some sort, where we are trying to create an opportunity for the committee to interact with various stakeholders. So we normally have, like, academics who will come with new trends in the sector. Then we'll have industry players like tourism associations and so on. Then we have public sector stakeholders like provinces, particularly your destination management organizations and so on. So we are hoping to host one also this year. It will also depend on the program of Parliament and the appetite of members in having it. Like last day we had it in our, but it didn't happen because the program of committee did not allow, the program of Parliament did not allow it. I was looking at the program of a Parliament already and saying, okay, we're putting this here, but looking at the program of Parliament already, I'm not sure if we'll have it, but we're having it here. If time allows, we will host it. Then another engagement which allows the committee members to engage with public is through oversight visits. As we normally structure our oversight visits to say we will be visiting our counterparts in provinces like legislatures, provincial governments and their DMOs, but also having stakeholder meetings. We always try to have stakeholder meetings so that members can get a wide variety of issues. So we have an opportunity in the third quarter and fourth quarter when we conduct oversight visits of the committee. On page 10, it also talks to the issue of the participation of the committee in sector-specific events. We had hoped this year that we will engage, will create an opportunity for members for WTM and Indaba, but members will see in the first draft we had included it, but we had to take WTM out when we were given the new program of a Parliament, because they changed this week now to become a committee week, not an oversight week, because the way we had structured it was we are going also as per the resolution was taken by the committee to say we also want to go and visit tourism sites. So what we tried to do in the previous program was to say we'll visit these sites like Robin Island, Table Mountain, and I can't recall there was the one that the chairperson changed. Yeah, and Stellenbosch, we're going to do a wine route to see the sites in the wine. But all that fell off together with WTM when the new program came, because now members could not go out. The house chairperson said we have to be here so that we prioritize the budget process. So the only opportunity now that members have is for Indaba. But this, we feel it gives members an imbalance, your perspective, what is happening, because members have not had a chance to see what is happening at WTM, so that you can also benchmark between WTM and Indaba, so that when members conduct oversight over SAT, you can then see what is happening. But also we had a discussion, maybe too late for this committee to say, maybe also the international exposure to these events, because we have WTM London, which is the mother body for this WTM Africa, which is held in Cape Town. We also have big events like ITB in Berlin. We feel moving forward, members need to be exposed, because in a way, it can also maybe deal with this issue of international tours. Because if we lead the international tour with one of these, if say maybe we are visiting Germany for oversight, then members will link that with ITB in Berlin. Maybe it can facilitate this issue of saying members are not approved to go abroad. But that is what we learned from experience with this parliament, where permissions have not been given for overseas trips. Then the last one on page 10 are the statements by the Office of the Chairperson on behalf of the committee. So this happens mainly after the committee meeting, because we have each and every committee has a communications official attached to it. Ours is Sureshni. So if in a meeting there were topical issues that the committee dealt with the department, or say, or whoever appearing, then the media people will pick up those issues through the chairperson. They will then issue statements. But it's not just only for the meetings. It also has to do with any other issue in the sector. And members will recall, like, when those 36 Dutch tourists were abducted in a bus, so the chairperson had to issue a statement. When the tourists were mugged, those steppings around Table Mountain, the chairperson issued a statement. So whenever there's something that is affecting the public out there, the office of the chairperson issues. But that is normally a discussion between the office of the chairperson and the communications guys. On page 11, now we're looking at cooperative government. What Parliament is trying to do now is for committees to interact with other internal stakeholders, which are other committees, either select committees or joint committees. We have had one such an engagement with two committees. It was Arts and Culture and Environmental Affairs. It was a KZN oversight. We tried last year to have it with small business, and we, through the office of the secretary of the committee, we made all the arrangements with small, but at the end of that process, then small business came back and said no, they had legislation, so they could not meet with us, so it fell off. So we are also trying to revive that this year, because that was taken from members saying you want to see how SMEs are supported throughout and trying to coordinate different funding mechanisms and incubation that is done by various departments. So we still have that. We are looking at two issues. Then it will be a joint oversight to Northern Cape. So we'll have a joint oversight with the legislature in Northern Cape, but also in the third term we also want to have a joint committee meeting with the portfolio committee on small business. So if members agree, the joint oversight, the oversight visit in the third term, because we're left with those two provinces now, Gauteng and Northern Cape, then in Port Kota we will do the same. It will be an oversight visit to Gauteng, then we'll have a joint oversight with economic development. On page 12, we are looking at international engagement, which is the fifth role that Parliament plays. But at a committee level, then we will still have a study tour to France. But members, I think, would have noticed that we had planned those 2 weeks we are going to have this site visit in Cape Town, then the last week we are going to go to France. But now those 2 weeks have been cut out of the parliamentary program. But I think the secretary will talk to it. We said let's not take it out because we had done a lot of groundwork with the French people and also sourcing quotations and stuff. We said as much as it might fall outside the parliamentary program, we want to see if the House Chairperson can agree that members go just a week after the parliamentary program has in Parliament. But the Secretary will talk to that. So that's why we left it in our APP, because as much as it is not in the parliamentary program, but it has to be, we are still pursuing it, so we see how it eventually pans out with the office of the House Chairperson. Then, also there's the issue of international agreements. So the department has a lot of agreements that have signed with a number of other governments, and we put 100% throughout, because as and when they come, as and when they are signed, so the department will table them, the ATC them, they forward to the committee. So mostly they are for noting. But what we are planning to do this year is for the department, like it was in our program for the past 2 years, but those are the matters that are always sacrificed by the committee. We have had this for the past 2 years in our APP to say we want to sit and have an engagement with the department with regard to all the international agreements they have signed. We know, like with the French, we have this trading of chairs and so on, but we have a lot of others, including United Nations. We are members of the United Nations. We are members at a regional level of RETOSA. We have agreements with countries in Africa and others international. So members, we wanted members to have just a comprehensive overview of which countries we have with us. So as and when the department signs the agreements, they will be tabled in here. So that's why I have 100% in terms to say we'll be looking at them. But we will also try to see if we can squeeze it during the course of the year. But this is one of those items that are always sacrificed by the committee. Then, now we have a committee support and committee business. These are internal issues now that have nothing to do with our oversight work with the department, but what we as a committee have to do. So the first one is compliance with a submission of the APP, which is the exercise that we are trying to do now, because we have administrative, we have to submit our APP to say as a committee this is what we will be doing, and we will be doing it in the first quarter depending on the approval of this APP by members. Then the annual report at the end of each year, but this becomes is an annual report in terms of the calendar year. We have always tried to talk to the administration on our side to say when we do this annual report, we are still left with a quarter in terms of our oversight work. But Parliament always say we have to submit an annual report just before members go on recess during the December holiday. So we had one last year, we'll be having also one this year. But just for members noting that this is not an annual report that is in line with the APP of the committee. We always have it in December. So it takes the first, it takes the last quarter as the first term in terms of the annual calendar year, yet we are pursuing the APP that is aligned to the departmental APP. Then there are issues of content and research that talks to support that is us now as officials to say for every meeting that sits there must be support that comes from us, because at an administrative level we are also assessed whether for every meeting did we provide from a research perspective and content, did we support members in terms of their work when they do their oversight. So that is for us as support staff. And also time frames in terms of submission of reports and minutes. Then we have added also the issue of the legacy report, because this is the last year of this of the Fifth Parliament. So we will develop the legacy report, I think, in the last quarter. We will then table it to members, for members to then have a reflection in terms of what you have achieved and not achieved in your tenure as this parliament. The last page, Chairperson, has to do with the resource allocation for the committee. The first one has to do with committee support staff. Members will recall that in the in the third quarter of this financial year, the committee researcher resigned, but we reported to the chairperson, and we are also reporting to members that we know that our human resource division has already started the recruitment process of the researcher. Interviews have been conducted, and we hope by the 1st of June, if everything goes according to their plan in HR, by the 1st of June, the committee will have a new committee researcher. In terms of the budget, this is just a rough estimate. We're just looking at 2018-19. This is just a rough estimate of the budget. Our budget is centralized. What used to happen before, we will cost all our activities, everything that we have talked about above, will cost this and submit this to our finance and guys and the house chairperson, and we'll be given budget according to that. But I think for the past 2 years, Jerry, for the past 2 years, what the house chairperson did was to take a budget delegations from committees, from the chairperson, and centralized budget in his office. So our activities now are budgeted for as per request. Whenever there is a dispensation, like for committee meetings, there is information that the committee assistant works with in terms of how do we cater for meetings and so on. There is like an internal operational memo that was issued to say for committees we'll cater for so many people and we mustn't exceed a certain amount when we cater for these committee meetings. So that takes care of these meetings. Then when we go on oversight, so it is per political application as per activity. That is why we always have to submit that with a budget. So this budget here is just, because even with the international study tour, we know that what we put there is well under budgeted. But regardless of what we put here, it will depend on the House Chairperson whether he approves that budget or not. So this is the budget situation of the committees. For me, the budget is an item that we might as well just leave out, but we have to put it for administrative purposes. But this, for me, this becomes like a useless exercise to try the committee to say this is how much, because the chairperson does not hold budget anymore. The budget for the committee sits with the house chairperson. So that is our APP for 2018-19 chairperson. So we are just tabling it and for members to have inputs, but because we did not have like a sitting with the committee to go through these things, we thought let us just table this thing. Members can engage on it, but we will finalize the inputs from members. What is the date today? The 23rd of May, that is the day that is set aside for our internal committee issues. That is the day in which we are hoping the members will have comments. Through the chairperson, I'm not sure whether we'll take some comments today or we'll wait for that day. But ours today was just to table it to members. Thank you, chairperson.
Thank you for the presentation of the APP, Dr. Kuzwayo, the content advisor. I would give over to members if they have any comments in principle on the APP. Then we would put down our comments for there is a dedicated official day when we have to table and adopt the APP. I note you, Honourable Kronborg.
Honourable Kronborg?
Yeah.
Chairperson. I'm not sure whether this is exactly the right place, but this is a list of our plan and what we believe we ought to be doing, so I think it probably is. So I won't comment on domestic tourism because that's more the Honourable Foss's area of expertise, but I think there's two things that need to be identified by us as a committee that we want to do by the end of this fifth term in Parliament. And the one is this econometric report that has been around for some time now. You will recall, since you assumed the chair, I've raised the twice now in committees, and we haven't yet had a definitive answer from anyone who's presented before us. And because it was waited for so long, and because we expect so much from it, and because in that presentation that we had upstairs in M514, something like that, on the fifth floor anyway of this building, it did look very, very encouraging in the sense that a relatively small amount in our advertising budget overseas would bring in a huge multiple amount of tourists. So what I think should be happening is we should be scheduling at least one committee meeting to thoroughly interrogate what the practical implementation has been in terms of the pilot study which was done, I think, in the Nordic countries. Let's see if, in fact, that econometric model is working and whether it's teaching us as a committee important lessons in terms of our advertising spend, so that we go into the next budget cycle prepared, knowing as a committee across party lines what we should be spending based on the facts. And I don't think we can ask for a kind of report like that for as long as we have and be told a very positive, encouraging prognosis flowing from that study and then just shelve it. I mean, I think we need to interrogate and see what's actually happened, whether it is indeed working out like we were told it would, and what are the implications going forward. Which leads me to the second point I'd like to make, is that if we do in fact carry on getting these increasing numbers of people visiting our country and spending their money here, are we offering them the best possible product? And I would refer you to the last paragraph on page 6, where I note again, of course, signage is mentioned as one of the challenges we have to overcome. But more to the point, it's about getting people here and then they have a less than satisfactory experience. And particularly the very last thing mentioned in the second last sentence, maintenance of attraction. So what we've had over the years is a problem in that tourism has to interface with the with COCTA, which is responsible for municipal tourism resorts and iconic attractions and things that tourists would like to go to, as well as arts and culture also bear in some instances responsibility for the upkeep of those particular attractions. And very often we'd like to attract people to our country, but then they go and it's a local government competency or arts and culture competency, and they go to a place which is dirty, it's not secure, they could get mugged, there's knee-high weeds, there's litter, there's improperly trained tour guides, and have a negative experience. And hence I've been asking over the years, if not for an inter-ministerial committee to look at this, perhaps we can have a joint meeting with elements of our committee and committees with arts and culture and COCTA, okay, local government, so that we could possibly come up with something, the five best tourist attractions in each province. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I mean, I know Mrs. Adams would tell me a lot about, you know, what you can find in Solplaki, for example, things that must see for any visitor going there, and all of us can add to that process. So that we have an interaction with our colleagues, again, we put our party political differences aside, and we say, all right, where are the tourists going? Where are the places that we actually feel quite embarrassed about where they are going? And let's put our heads together as the three interlocking or overlapping committees to see what we can do to spruce up those resorts with the help of arts and culture and with the help of our colleagues in all parties on the COCTA committee. And then we can actually finish this fifth term saying we at least work together across committees to make sure that many of the tourist resorts, which actually give us a bad reputation on TripAdvisor and in the word of mouth overseas, have been cleaned up because we worked with other people who have responsibility for those particular attractions, and we've done something positive not only for the municipality but for the actual tourism experience. So I would like to think that we could put that on the agenda and see if we can't at least clean up, let's say, the 10 worst and also more sought-after tourist sites. So that's a positive experience for our country and helps generate more people coming and spending money and creating jobs. I'd like to just request we do those two things, Chair. If it's possible to run the program, I think it's very useful. I think it's overdue. And I think it would be of credit to all of us on this committee, no matter where the suggestion comes from, if we could achieve that.
Honourable members, do we have anything else to add? If I could get exactly what you said, Honourable Kronborg, is that the econometric study, we need to put it into our APP so that we are able to say during our tenure, econometric study says this is enough for tourism or it's not enough, whether we are marketing our country correctly or not, and then whether we should, during the process of mitigating for budget, ask for more or ask for less.
100%.
Yeah, so Dr. Kuzwayo, I think it should go basically where the NTSS is. I don't know where it fits it. Because it's sort of, it's not a report, but it's a study. Because the study says it could give us an important information on whether our country is doing fairly enough, or we should, or the budget that is given to the department is not adequately doing enough to market the country. Perhaps link it with what the work that has been done thus far and see where we are receiving most tourists from, you know, into the country. I'm proposing that we put it into the strategic objective one, and look at whether we say, because we need to have sort of a deadline for the department and the entity to give us the information. Perhaps between quarter three and quarter four, so that we are able to measure against that target. And then what I would request for is that as much as we are not going to be saying we adopt this APP right now, but to sort of in principle agree that it is a document of ours, and the committee plans to achieve these targets that are within this APP, so that at least the administration, they can give it to Parliament, and then we can sort of sign off on it on the day when we do our internal committee stuff. But then also that does not close the aspect that we can also still add some of the items when we on the 23rd of May come to properly adopt the APP. So if that's allowed, we would in principle agree that we have looked at it, and then we agree that the committee should pursue all the things that are within this APP, and then we can give them a go ahead to table it and to for administrative purposes. Thank you. And then I would hand over to
I'd like to add something and maybe solicit clarity from members on the point that was raised by Honourable Kronborg. In our BRRR last year, members recall we made those recommendations to the Minister of Finance and Minister of Tourism. The Office of the Speaker last week received, I'm not sure when they received it, but we received an email from our management with the responses from the Minister of Finance. in those recommendations the committee had made, there was a recommendation for National Treasury to increase resources budget that is allocated to, because remember, as I recall, when we had a meeting with the NDT, in the meeting on our commission, we were told there were these discussions with National Treasury and they were working on it. So we made a recommendation based on what SAT had told us. Then there is some budget, but for me it's too little. And we will indicate, it is in the estimates of national expenditure, that big document. But we will talk to it next week when we then talk to the budget of SAT. They've been given some money for marketing and in the MTF, and also some money for events. But in my opinion, it's too little. And that is in response to that recommendation, which means the whole exercise of this econometric study for me is defeated, because we have not achieved that budget increase in terms of what they were saying. And then I would like to suggest, I understand what Honorable Krumbo is saying, but I think what if we have SAT department and National Treasury in one room, so that it is, because every time we try and invite nation, we have failed. They don't respond, even for our budget processes, they are always busy. Maybe we can look for a time when they are not busy with their own budgetary processes, then we invite them to deal with this issue so that we get to know, because as part of the issues, we can talk to SAT next week to say what has been your discussions with, and they'll give us a response to say this is what National Treasury say. But I think members have to discuss this matter with National Treasury and SAT so that you know for sure what is in the cards moving forward. Because if you look at the budget, because estimates of national expenditure, they have budget up to like 2021, and you can see the trend. And for me, that trend does not give us that increase we're looking for. It does not give us that. For me, given the mandate of tourism in terms of socioeconomic impact and what is expected from the sector, there should be a mindset. I'm not sure that because people don't understand tourism at National Treasury or our entity National Tourism, they are not arguing the case best enough for them to get money. But my suggestion would be when we have that meeting, that the chairperson is suggesting that must be either in the third or fourth court, National Treasury must also be invited in that meeting so that at least you have a picture of where these discussions are and what is going to happen. It's not going to happen in your term. If there is a budget increase, I don't see it happening now, because EME is clear. There need to be some reallocation specifically, either through ring fence budget or whatever, but there need to be something big happening for the sector for us to move it forward. So it's just a suggestion, Chair, to say let's also include National Treasury in that meeting. Thanks.
Thanks, Dr. Kuzwayo. But before we can even include National Treasury, we need the report, the econometrics report, because that will inform our argument and our discussion in that meeting. So what we need to be doing, you need to be following up on the department and the entity on the report, on the econometrics report, so that that informs the basis of our discussion. Whether we have it with, and because that will form the basis of our BRRR process. Because if we can be able to argue and submit some of the arguments with the BRRR process with what the study says, I think when Parliament hand over to the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Tourism, they will be able to base their reallocation on what is in black and white. Yes, Honourable Masihe.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. I wanted to talk to page 14. Even though I had Dr. Kuzwayo saying
whether the budget is enough or not is not really important, because the budget is not with us, it's with the house chair. I just wanted to find out as to whether won't we have a situation where if we have under budgeted, we'll be told that this is not going to be possible because this is how much we have budgeted for, if it is a lesser amount. I'm also looking at the international statutes where it shows that we don't have any benchmark on them. We have never budgeted for those in the past years. Is it how it has been all years? We are only doing it now for 18-19. This is what I wanted to check. And just also to look into the budget, our budget, as to whether are they really realistic? Because some of them are the same for the past 3 years. Is it really going to be a realistic thing? Thanks.
Thanks, Chair. Maybe what we'll do, because when we drafted this report, we did not have quotations yet. So now we have quotations. So we'll look at the real actuals from the quotations, maybe, and then revise that. And in terms of benchmarking, because this is the amount that we have been, maybe we can just indicate the same amount, because the study tour has been like being postponed. You know? So we're just looking at expenditure to say we did not spend anything on that particular year. Yeah, so we can include it as having been budgeted for. But for 2018-19, maybe it's then important that we put the extras in terms of the amounts that we have got from quotations.
Thank you. Dr. Kuzwayo, I'll hand over to the secretary to take us through the draft revised program for the second quarter.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, this is the second term committee program. In our last meeting of the committee on the 28th of March, we tabled to the committee some proposals that we were of the view that they need to form part of the program, of our program for the second term. Then after that, we were just waiting, because we were aware that the joint program committee of the NCOP and the National Assembly was going to sit on that day and look at the framework of the institution, looking at both houses, the NCOP and the National Assembly. And then that meeting did take place, and then it was followed by an NA program committee meeting. Out of that program committee meeting, Chair, the guidelines were issued by the Office of the House Chairperson to all committees, in which where you was indicating what are the specific issues that the committees need to look at during this second term of the committee. I've circulated that to committees. I'm sure to members. I'm sure members you might have seen in your program those guidelines that were coming from the Office of the House Chairperson. What we have also noticed is that what we anticipated the scope of the program was little bit limited, because it shifted from 11 weeks to 9 weeks now. So we were directed that the committee program must run from the 17th April up to the 15th of June. And secondly, this week and next week becomes the committee weeks instead of oversight as we have planned. So on the basis of that, Chair, then we look into all of those things, then we crafted our program as tourism committee as follows. Then we are proposing that for today, 18th, Wednesday, 18th April, then is this meeting so that we can table our ATP as a portfolio committee. And then also next Wednesday on the 25th of April, and the SAT will be coming to the committee to table its strategic plan and the ATP. That meeting is on Wednesday as well. And then the Wednesday of the 2nd of May, then because all the work that we are doing in this quarter will culminate in the budget debate of tourism. So on the 2nd of May, we are proposing that the committee should be dealing with its report on budget vote number 33. So immediately when the SAT as presented on Wednesday, then we will try and finalize our draft committee report as a portfolio committee for members to look at it, and then we can adopt it on the 2nd of May, that Wednesday. Then what we have also done, Chair, already we have an invitation from the Minister of Tourism, where is inviting the committee to attend the tourism Indaba. They call it Africa Travel Indaba these days. On the 8th up to the 10th of May, and also there's a day on the 7th of May. Is also inviting the committee to attend. He will have a meeting with some of the ministers of tourism in Africa. So he is also inviting the committee to attend that meeting that will start on the 7th, and then we add the 8th, 9th, and 10th for Indaba as well. That invitation I also put it in the text of the committee. Then we are also proposing, Chair, that the 9th of May up to the 18th, as the committee has indicated before, we have agreed that we won't schedule anything at that time, because the mini plenaries of the institution will be taking place. So we also, as well on our side, we want to follow up on all these debates that will be happening with other departments as well. For instance, we have an interest in the debate of home affairs, we have an interest in the debate of COPTA, we have an interest in the debate of small business. So those are some of the discussions that we also want to follow, that will also inform our legacy report as a committee. Then on Thursday, the 17th of May, members, it is officially confirmed now that our debate on budget vote 33 is on that day, the 17th of May. At 4:15 in committee room on the assembly chamber. And then the 23rd of May, we have just set aside that date so that we can deal with the internal matters of the committee, where we will be adopting the reports, the minutes, and other matters that we have to deal with them as a committee, so that we don't have a huge backlog in front of us. That meeting is scheduled for the 23rd of May, Wednesday. And then Wednesday, the 30th of May, we will be inviting the National Department to come and present the NTSS, because they have done a review of that process, so that they can brief the committee on board on what they have done now, whether what they have put there, those things are all achievable or not. So we suggest that meeting to be on the 30th of May. And then the 6th of June, members will recall that the both the FAT and NTT, they have already tabled to us their quarter 1, 2, and 3. So what is outstanding now are their fourth quarter performance reports that is outstanding, so that we can complete the financial year 2017 and 2018. So we're proposing that the department will come on the 6th of June, and then the FAT for the fourth quarter report, and then the FAT will come on Wednesday, the 30th of June. Then that would mean that we conclude our program as a portfolio committee. Chair, because this thing happens while you were on recess, and the House Chair has indicated that he wants these reports. I think it was the 10th of April. Yeah, it was the 10th of April. So I've discussed with the Chair telephonically whether he is okay with our proposals, and then she was okay. So we submitted this program in the office of the House Chairperson as it is before the members now. Now the House Chair has approved it, and secondly, it has also assisted us so that we can get some better venues as well. So that has happened, Chairperson. what members don't see in this program, and if I can go back to number four, the number four, the 8th up to the 10th. In principle, Chair, the House Chair had no reservations with this what is in the program, but he suggested that we must submit a request to his office so that he can consider for the committee to attend the tourism in Durban on those days. What I have done on my side, I've requested the quotations from the agents that are used by Parliament. I thought by yesterday we will receive those, but unfortunately we have not received. I called them this morning again, so they promised we might get them this afternoon, so that we can submit that application to his office, so that we can be able to attend the tourism in Durban, because we are told a number of things have happened in our absence while we were not, because we didn't attend for the past 2 years. We attended, the last year was when, 2015, it was 2015, 2016 we did not, 2017 we did not. At least now we need to see some of the things that the committee has suggested to FAT, whether those things did happen or what. So that's one part of it, Chair. And then the other part of it, Chair, members will see where the proposed study tour to France, we did not put it in this program, but we have a strong view together with the Chair that we still need to pursue the matter with the office of the House Chairperson outside this program. The French embassy, they are open, they welcome the visit. What was outstanding now was just for us we get a support from the House Chairperson and the office of the Chief Whip, then we can put our processes in rolling. Already we've got the quotations from the travel agents for accommodation, air travel, and ground transport on that side. And then the other matter, Chair, which they raise, when we were communicating with them telephonically yesterday, was that if members we have official passport then there will be no need for visas. But if you just have normal passport, then it means we will have to have visas for France. And also the other crucial thing, sir, which in our application we did not include, was the visa fee of about 875, and also what they call the agency fee, because the visas, they say, in South Africa are processed on their behalf by the agency, which they have it here in Cape Town, in Mobri, and then in Johannesburg, and also in Durban. And that one, it's about agency fee, it's about 350. So I think those are some of the crucial amounts that we left out in our application sheet, which we will have to add now before that final application goes to the House Secretary. Thanks, Chair.
This is a presented program. Honourable members, do you have anything to add on the program? Honourable Bebo and Honourable Mamasuke.
No, thank you, Chair. I'm not sure. I'm not going to add anything. But I just would like to take the opportunity to thank the content advisor and the secretary for the work that is done for us as a committee. It's well appreciated, and hoping that the trip to France will be the good one at all. So if we go to France, then we'll be very happy, but thank you very much for the work done. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thanks for the program that we have just received. But I wanted to check two things, Honorable Chair, to say, on number four, we are saying we have been invited even for the activity that will be taking place on the 7th. So I thought it would be better if it was showing from the 7th, so that we don't find at any one stage the House Chair querying it that we did not indicate it on our program that is starting on the 7th. The other one is the one of the study tour. I also have a strong feeling that it should be appearing on our program, so that when the House Chair approves our program, approving it together with the study tour, maybe it should be as if we are not really very, very serious with it, even if we don't go it as a man. So if we could also have it there appearing on the program. Thank you.
Secretary, what I would also suggest you include with the application that you're going to give the House Chair. Remember the French Portfolio Committee came to visit us in our Portfolio Committee, and then they also have written to us to request that we return the visit. Perhaps you can put that correspondence there so that it also gives as a motivation for us to be able to honor their invitation. I would also request that you email me that document, because I think I'll also have to speak to our chief whip so that he gives the motivation for us to honor the invitation from our French counterparts.
No, thanks, Chair. No, we will do separate in that. In fact, we have already done it in that application that we have done. You will see it is just such that there are these things that came later that we need to add. Because when we take that, we must be able to say, this is the figure that we, out of our calculation, that we think the trip will cost the institution. We will do that. Ma'am Masahele, we will include that, and also in that application that we will take it to the House Chair, we will include the letter that comes from the Minister, because Minister specifies that on the 7th in the evening there is this, which I invite the committee, the Chair and the committee to be part of, and then subsequently for the 8th up to the 10th, then there is a normal tourism endeavor at activities. We will put that in place. And the other thing, Chair, the committee has indicated that we must change our meetings from Fridays to Wednesday. It looks as if that plan is working now, because all our meetings are on Wednesdays and they have all been approved. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chairperson. I just wanted to second the proposal that was saying let's have this APP of ours as our documents with the amendments that were proposed by the meeting, and also support the issue of adopting this program also with the amendment of inclusion of this statute tour to France. It is also a motivation to say, to reflect in the letter, that it's a statutory tour for the committee. We've got an invitation. It means it's an exchange program which needs to be encouraged. I think that can be a motivation on its own. Other than that, I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. So perhaps what could happen is that, because with the proposed date for the trip is around from the 21st of July, 23rd of July, of June to the 9th of June, perhaps put it there and say it's proposed and subject to approval, so that it does reflect, it is reflected on the program. Yes, of June, and it will be during recess, because we are arriving on the 15th of June. Honourable members, can we go to the minutes of the 28th of March? We held a meeting on the 28th of March and got a briefing by the National Department on the annual performance plan. And we looked into the draft program, and we also looked into minutes. Can we go to the cover page and see if what is reflecting there is correct, those that had attended, and apologies, and the delegation, which is page 1. We go to page 2. We go to page 3. We move over to page 4.
Page 3.
Yes, ma'am.
On 3.1, I don't know whether this sentence really goes well. The program purpose is to provide, or the purpose of this program is to provide.
Doctor, since you...
3.2, letter number 2, hosting and sharing best practice.
And sharing, yeah. We move over to page 4. 5. Page 6. Honorable Kombo?
Yeah. This, I think, was the meeting where Minister Hanekom attended for the first time in his reappointment. I remember he dryly said he was on a sabbatical. I mean, you'll remember that. And on page 6, there's an item, committee deliberations. What I don't see here was the discussion that we had about some of the numbers in the report, because what I tried to do was to look at 3 or 4 numbers, and they didn't seem to gel. And the minister took that point, and he said we do need to interrogate those numbers and make sure that, for example, the increases in GDP, the increases in international arrivals, the increases in a number of consequential macroeconomic figures all talk to each other. They didn't appear to do so. And maybe it's just the misunderstanding I had, but he did say that the department come back to us and just unpack those numbers a bit more so we can get a better understanding. And it was quite an important point, because we base a lot of decisions on what we think is going to happen if we get more tourists. And I don't see that minuted anywhere. It's not a controversial point. I think we all agree. Maybe something just needs to be minuted, that some of the macroeconomic projections and the consequential figures did not appear to be in alignment, and the minister undertook on behalf of the department or ministry, I'm not quite sure which one it was now, to revert back to the committee to unpack that. If you could minute something like that, I think it would complete the minutes a bit.
Thanks, colleague. Thanks, Honourable Kombo. Was it the... Yeah, we are comrades. comrades of the tourism PC.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Perhaps we should... remember, we also had the issue of whether the figures were in nominal term or were in real.
Yes, they answered that question. They said it was in
nominal term.
Yeah.
But we didn't get to where they benchmarked
their
targets from, because we needed to understand where, if they are bringing those figures, where have they benchmarked it to get to the figures that they were projecting as a target. I am now thinking that we can couple that so that it reflects on also on the minutes, to say we, together with the point that you've raised, to say let it be reflected on the minutes. Yeah. And then let's move over to page
7, there is that bullet forth from the bottom, National Tourism Sector Strategy.
Mm-hmm.
It talks to the edge of figures, but maybe it's just to add, right, because I think that is where we're covering that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was based on that table on the figures of the National Tourism Sector Strategy.
It was part of it, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe...
didn't catch all of it.
Yeah, maybe just to add that, because that is, yeah, that is where we're trying to cover it, but... I'm trying to say, maybe if another can assist us to say, then what do we add there in, because this has, the question was around whether they were nominal or real, and the issue of the direct contribution to GDP and so on. So I'm trying to think if we are creating a new bullet, or we're just adding to that one, because we are talking to just that issue.
Through you, Chair, I don't think we need to create a new bullet. I think what needs to happen is, where it says in the third last line, the department committed to provide more clarity on statistics, maybe put a comma there.
Uh-huh.
I can, let me just quickly jot down something, and then, and if the committee is happy, we can include it, and then it's just literally a few words. Okay?
That's in order. Honorable Kronbock, you will... hand it over to the committee secretariat to include that, so that it reflects specifically, because what also assists if we minute the minutes correctly, is that they can be tracked down to the resolution that is taken, so that the department can come back to say, on these minutes, these were the resolutions, this was what we've discussed, and then give us responses on what have you done. And can we move over to page 8?
On page 8, number 6, bullet point, the bullet point there, 1-2, proposals for the second term program were tabled. Just go with that.
I have it, pause my chair. What I would suggest is after the phrase clarity on statistics, put a comma and say, particularly with respect to the interrelationships between various macroeconomic statistics and their consequential numbers, and then it continues when they appear before the committee. Is that acceptable to the committee members?
Can you say again?
Yeah? Okay, particularly with respect to the interrelationships between various macroeconomic statistics and their consequential numbers, because that's where I made the point about if we're having so much of an increase in GDP, then how come the jobs, etc. I think that basically covers what I think.
Yeah, I think it covers it, and it also assists, because we can be able to understand where the measure is coming from and whether we are on right track, or the figures are a true reflection of what is going on within the macroeconomic space in terms of arrivals, job creation, and tourism's contribution to the GDP.
Exactly.
Can I propose that we adopt this minute with the corrections that will reflect as a true reflection of what transpired in the portfolio committee of the 28th of March? Can I call for Honorable Kronbock move for the adoption, and can I get a seconder? Honorable Masihela. Honorable members, I think we have exhausted all our line items which we had on our agenda. And on that note, I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone for attending to the meeting, and the meeting is adjourned.
Yes.
Thank you.